Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch.
Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Top features of football, NFL lunch style. Vinny and Haney here on this featured artist Friday. Let's go to one winning drive where the Ravens wrapped up practice just a matter of minutes ago. John Harbaugh going to be meeting with the media in a matter of minutes. He's our Ravens reporter. You can hear him weeknight shaking it up. Sports 105.7 The Fan. He's on the Ashley Furniture Hotline. Cordell Woodland. Cordell, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us as always.
What's going on, fellas?
All right, no Ronnie Stanley at practice today. How stunning was that for you and other members of the media? He had been practicing fully, and if he's not going to go, what are the ramifications at left tackle?
A little surprising, just because he had logged back-to-back full days of practice. And, you know, maybe this is a part of the routine. You know, usually he's been getting the Thursdays off, didn't get the Thursday off this week. So maybe, you know, today is a part of that. But this kind of just goes into even more of my thinking that we're not going to see Ronnie Stanley on the field on Sunday. I would be surprised to see him play Sunday after not practicing today. But we'll see. You know, crazy things have happened. Assuming he doesn't play, I think obviously Daniel Faalele will be the guy right there. And as far as depth, you know, maybe David Sharp could be the guy that's called up off the practice squad, add him to the 53-man roster because they're going to have to put somebody over there right now. And, you know, they'll just have to, you know, do as best as they can. You're going up against the best defensive unit in the league. You got a beast on the outside in Von Miller. They got guys like Greg Rousseau also along their defensive front that could get to the quarterback. So it'll be all hands on deck. And sadly, they're running out of hands at this point.
Hey, Cordell, did you take anything away from what Mike McDonald said yesterday?
As far as what exactly?
Well, you know, just because the audio, we didn't get the audio because it was all screwed up, you know, from the Ravens or whatever. So, like, anything that he had to say that was, like, kind of made you, oh, okay.
Well, not really. To be honest with you, we have to kind of pick our poison when we're out here because of the locker room setting. So, I was out here for the Greg Roman and Chris Horton, but when Mike McDonald was out here, I heard his first couple of questions, nothing groundbreaking there, but I had to go into the locker room because the locker room availability is running at the same time as the podium setting. So we kind of got to pick our poison, and knowing that Ronnie Stanley was going to talk yesterday, kind of had to get in there for him.
Now, who did you talk to that you found of interest yesterday? And if you were there with the Ronnie one, when you were talking to him, did you think that he was going to be playing?
Well, I straight up asked him, you know, if he thought he'd be playing on Sunday. And, you know, he threw out there, you know, possibly. He definitely left the door open. He talked about how good he feels, said he feels extremely good, the best he felt in a while. You know, he left the door open that he could play Sunday. I didn't feel overly optimistic just hearing him talk about it. But even still, I didn't feel overly optimistic that we'd see him Sunday to begin with. You think to what happened with J.K. Dobbins. J.K. had to log two full weeks of full participations in practice before he actually got on the field. Did not shock me that would kind of be the same situation with Ronnie. So even if he did practice today, Vinny, I still, honestly, if I had to bet on it, I would not have bet that Ronnie Stanley would be on the field Sunday, just because I'm simply at the point right now to where I have to physically see him on the field running out there with the first team before I believe that he's going to play.
Now, Cordell, how's that going to I guess the adjustments that Giroux's got to make. I mean, because you got Russo, you got Miller, you got Boogie Basham. I mean, you got a bunch of dudes that can come. You know, I mean, the tight ends and Ricard are going to have to be big. There's going to be somebody lined up there, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they'll definitely have help over there for Falele. This is not the type of matchup where you really want to try to test that out to see how comfortable he is going one-on-one. I don't think this is the team you want to do that against. I think you're going to see a lot of what you saw in that Patriots game, a lot of Ricard giving him help, a lot of whether it's a tight end over there like Josh Oliver giving him help, running backs chipping off the edge. So, you know, I think they'll definitely have a plan in place. And to this point, you know, I think Giroux has done a good job of putting together a plan in place for not only when Falele got into the game, but even in that Miami game. You know, we all knew that Miami wanted to send the pressure again because of what happened last year. And I thought Greg Roman had a really good plan in place then. I thought he did a good job of Falele last week. So, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm on his side right now until otherwise. He's shown that he can put together a good plan to kind of offset the type of pressure that he's going to see. And while the run game and the run blocking hasn't been consistent to this point, for the most part, the pass blocking has been there. They'll definitely have their hands full this week to kind of put that to the test. But I'm kind of on the optimistic side right now that I think Greg Roman will have something in place to make sure the line doesn't fall apart.
Cordell, what's the buzz out there amongst the people, you know, whether it be media, players, coaches, about what happened with Tua last night?
Well, nobody's, you know, people are still, I think, kind of shocked that Tua was even on the field. You know, you think back to last week and the fact that he even came back out and played that second half, and then for him to play again this week and not even make it through the game, it's so unfortunate. And I think the Dolphins are in trouble, man. I think that they're going to have to answer some really tough questions. I know the NFLPA was investigating that even before last night's game, and after what happened last night, that's going to, you know, do nothing but add more gas to the fire. So a lot of people, especially the people in power over down there in Miami, are going to have some big-time questions to answer, I think, over the next couple of weeks. And sadly for Tua, you know, I'm kind of thinking it's to the point now to where he might have to start questioning, you know, reevaluating what the future of his career will be, because this is a guy that has a laundry list of injuries even coming into this season, from college to his professional career. And to have, you know, two concussions seemingly in the same week and dealing with back issues, that's just not a good sign.
Cordell Woodland, our Ravens and Orioles reporter. You can hear him a weeknight checking it up. Sports 105.7 The Fan. Cordell, I know Harb's about to talk. Thanks for the time. Go get him.
Thanks. See you Sunday, man. Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right, Cordell Woodland, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. We'll make our picks for week 4 of the NFL. It started last night with Cincinnati's win over Miami. And then we've got some week 5 college games we'll get into. Evan Washburn, he's on the sidelines Sunday, Ravens, Bills. We'll preview that matchup with him as well.
You can pick your friends.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
You can pick your nose.
But there was no pig.
But only Vinny and Haney can pick games. Football Pick'em, 105.7 The Fan.
All right, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time for the picks. It's the NFL games for each week. This is week 4. And select college games of import, either locally or nationally. It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. We started last night picking Thursday night football. All of us took Cincinnati. Unfortunately, the Tua injury kind of blows the game itself out of the water, and rightfully so. As you know, heads could be rolling here in the NFL because of that.
And Bob, let me ask you, because Cordell kind of makes a pretty good point. I mean, the thing with Tua, Bob, is I mean, you like how he's playing, but he can't stay healthy. You know, I mean, Alabama, remember he had the ankle issues and all. Yeah, and then he's been hurt every year in the pro. He's not a big guy. That's, you know, that's the issue.
Hey, Drew Brees lasted a long time.
He just gets, I don't know, but he gets hurt a lot.
But he got hurt. How long he's out of that Miami lineup remains to be seen. But before we get to the picks, Nolan McGraw, give us a status report on the standings.
So after last night, everyone gets a win to pad their stats.
Yay.
Vinny's still leading 32-25. I'm above 500 now, finally, 29 and 28, and Bob, 26 and 31.
Creeping close. Mm-hmm. That's all that matters. Plenty of time. I'm like Earl Weaver's Orioles. I'll see you in December. You're breathing down your neck all of a sudden when you think you're comfortable with your lead. All right, let's get to the game.
Who am I like? I want to be from, you know, the whole season I want to be leading.
Wire to Wire, 1997 Orioles with Mike Bordick.
I'll take that, Mike
Davey
Bordick.
Johnson.
Yep.
All right, Kentucky at Ole Miss, little SEC tussle. Kentucky ranked number 7.
Yeah.
Ole Miss ranked number 14. Ole Miss, 7-point favorites at home. Vinny, who you got?
Yeah. Well, Mel's got the quarterback from Kentucky. Is guy going to be the first pick of the draft?
Yeah, transfer from Penn State.
Yeah. Going to Ole Miss, that'll be a crazy crowd. I'm going to take Ole Miss just because it's at home, big environment, big game. I figure that Lane Kiffin finds a way.
Yeah, what do they yell down there? What's their cheer? Hottie Toddy or something stupid like that? Ole Miss?
Hottie Toddy? Wasn't she on
the never heard
welcome
that?
Back, Cotter?
Hey, Norm, let me just say this. If you went to Ole Miss, and let me just say, I've been to all those schools down there, Texas, Florida, all of them. Best-looking girls at any school. Ole Miss.
So be yelling more than Hottie Toddy is what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're not booing. They're going, Norm.
Yeah. Norm.
Oh, man. I live for that. I'm going to go with Ole Miss as well.
I'm going to go with the Wildcats.
Okay.
I think Stoops wants to shove it up Calipari's you-know-what. And the kid Levis, or is it Levis or Levis? Levis?
Whatever you want.
He's the transfer from Penn State. How's that working out for you? Old James Franklin. Alabama, number 2 at Arkansas, number 20. Razorbacks getting 17 at home.
Yeah, and Arkansas lost last week to A&M.
Tough L, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to go against Alabama. I'll take Bama.
Oh, by the way, the spreads are just for entertainment purposes. We're just picking the outright winners here.
Yeah, I think I'd be a fool to pick against Alabama. I'll take them here.
Yeah, I'll go with the Tide. Oklahoma State, the Cowboys at Baylor. The Bears laying 2.5 against the Cowboys of Gundy and the Mullet.
Yeah, you know, Baylor won a big one last week at Iowa State. We picked Iowa State to win that one. You know, Baylor went on the road and got it. I got to take Baylor at home.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Bears as well.
I'm right there with you. Make it unanimous. NC State, the Wolfpack, 10th in the country. At number 5, Clemson, the Tigers survive Wake in a double overtime thriller. Any gas left in that tank? Ua Agungale starting to play like a highly regarded recruit that he was. Who do you like here?
Bob, I think they take a lot of confidence from that, you know, 51-45 overtime win against Wake Forest and stuff. And it's at Clemson. They'll be rubbing that rock. You know, those fans will be. If it was at NC State, Bob, I'd have picked NC State, but I'm going to take Clemson.
Every week you get a little bit closer to pronouncing that guy's name right.
What is it?
Ua Ungalehi?
You said that with a question mark, though. So it's not like you know how to pronounce it. At least I said it with some confidence. Ua Ungale. You're like.
It changes every week. That's
don't bleep
that's
yourself,
point.
San Diego.
Well, I'm going to go with Ungalehi and Clemson.
It could be Steve Fuller or Trevor Lawrence, a quarterback. I'm taking Clemson in that one. Michigan State at the Turtles, a game you can hear. 105.7 The Fan. Maryland, 8-point favorites.
Yeah, I'm going to be a homer here. You know, I got to take Michigan State's beat up. Michigan State has not played. They've been gotten blown out last couple games. You know, I mean, I got to take the Terps. If the Terps are going to be anything, you got to win this game.
I'm taking Maryland just for those jerseys alone tomorrow. The
old
throwbacks.
School, the Boomer. Boomer and Bobby Ross era. I'm going Maryland too. Jarrett's probably not going to play, but Copeland can step up. Jayshon Jones. I mean, they still have proven commodities. And as we talked about earlier in the week, and as Keith talked about a couple hours ago, Keith Kavanaugh, Dante Demas, time to show up to the party. I think Maryland wins because Michigan State is somewhat challenged defensively. Let's get to the NFL games tomorrow, or Sunday rather. Early 9:30, Minnesota at the Saints. No Michael Thomas, probably no Jameis Winston. Saints getting 3 against the Vikings.
Yeah, Kamara's, you know, kind of banged up. Like you said, Olave will have a big day. Minnesota's defense not that good. Dalvin Cook's playing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to put my faith in Kirk Cousins, but I'm going to take the Vikings.
Well, it's either that or put your faith in Andy Dalton, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the Vikings as well.
Yeah, let's make it unanimous, fellas. I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings as well. In London, Cleveland at Atlanta. The Falcons getting a point at home.
Yeah, and Garrett may not play. Clowney may not play. Falcons have been, you know, they won, and they've been tight in every
game.
They
hang, yeah, no doubt.
I'm going to take Arthur Smith and the Falcons.
Yeah, this is an interesting line to me. I thought Cleveland would have been favored a little bit more, but I'll go with the Browns.
I'm going at Atlanta. I agree with Vinny in this one there. Washington at Dallas.
Dallas.
Getting humiliated last week.
Can't block.
Cowboys minus -3.
Sack. You know, Cooper Rush is going to be, what, 3-0?
Yeah. How about that?
QB controversy?
No.
Are we going there? Jerry?
Well, he kind of walked that one back a little bit.
It just, you know, I mean, if you're 3-0, all of a sudden it's like Dak. You know, make sure you're 100%. Yeah. You don't need to come back.
Paul Stanley, take your time.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Dallas as well.
Yeah, I'll go Dallas. Make that one unanimous as well. Seattle at the Lions. No St. Brown. No Swift, it looks like. So Detroit still 4-point favorites against the Seahawks, but minus maybe their two best offensive players for this game.
Yeah.
Spread's now down to 3.5. Excuse me.
I'm go Detroit. You know, if it was in Seattle, I'd take Seattle. I mean, both teams kind of, you know, aren't great. I think Seattle would like to have the first pick of the draft. I'll take Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's been disappointing me so far this year, but I'm going to pick them here.
I'm there. Detroit as well. Tennessee at the Colts. Colts laying 3.5 coming off that big win against Kansas City.
Yeah, I think both these teams are kind of getting back to who they were. And Leonard was back too, right?
Shaquille Leonard.
Yeah. It's at Indy. I'm going to take Indy.
This is an interesting game here. I'm going to take the Titans. And with a win here, they actually rejuvenate their season, put themselves right back in the mix.
You're wrong, because the Colts are going to win.
Yeah.
At home.
I got them in the playoffs.
Yeah, and Matt Ryan's got to stop sucking them.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor.
He thinks he's Carson Wentz.
And that's not good. It's not a good thing. Chicago's at the Giants. The G-men laying 3, coming off a loss Monday night.
Oh, Jesus. Chicago at the Giants. You know what? I don't think that Fields is going to be able to handle Wink's blitzes. I'm going to take Giants at home.
He certainly couldn't handle it last year when they played the Ravens. I think the Giants win ugly, but they get back to winning.
It's making unanimous again. I'm going with the Giants. Jacksonville at Philly. This is an interesting game. Jacksonville's in first place in the AFC South. Philadelphia trying to prove they're the best team in their conference. The NFC Eagles laying 6.5.
And Jacksonville's playing good defense, you know, and Lawrence is playing great. Hurts is playing good. I think it's going to be a hell of a game.
Doug Peterson going back to Philly.
Yeah. Because it's in Philly, Bob, I'm taking the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.
I think the Jaguars will make them sweat, but I'll take the Eagles.
I'm going Jacksonville.
Okay.
Going Hail Marys. 6 games below 500. Got to pull one where you can. Jets at Pittsburgh. Stellars laying 3.5. Zach Wilson back, it looks like, for the Jeep. For the gangrene, excuse me.
I think, you know, they got they have their third or fourth left tackle playing too. And Zach Wilson will be running all over the place. Zach Wilson, you know, he's not ready. Steelers.
Yeah, Steelers at home. That's an easy one for me.
Yeah, I'll go Pittsburgh in that one. Chargers at Houston. Texans getting 5 against the banged up LA team.
Yeah, they're all banged up. You know, no Bosa. Chargers got blown out last week. I'm going to take Houston, too, Bob.
I'm going to go with L.A. I think this is their bounce-back spot.
Yeah, I'm going to go Chargers. This is where Herbert proves he's a franchise guy carrying a shorthanded team on the road. Arizona at Carolina. Carolina laying 1. Baker Mayfield finally got a win.
Arizona at Carolina. Yeah, Carolina will be a little fired up now. Their defense is bad. I'm going to take Carolina to win 2 in a row.
I think the Cardinals just a little more talent on that roster. Both are not good overall, but a little more talent for Arizona. I'll take them.
I'll go with the Carolina Panthers at home. New England at Green Bay. No Mac Jones, even though he's day-to-day. According to Bill Belichick, Packers lay 9.5.
Yeah, I think that's a tough deal. Packers play good defense.
Can't score, though, man. Can't
no.
Put the points on the board yet.
Yeah, but I still think that I'll take the Packers with, you know, Brian Hoyer at quarterback for New England? Nah.
Yeah. All they got to do is stop the run early. They're good. I'll take Green Bay.
All right. Green Bay puffy pants style, as a matter of fact. Denver at the Raiders. Raiders laying 2.5.
Yeah. McDaniel already had a closed door meeting with the owner. I mean, they.
Good times.
Bob, you know what's crazy is like their pass rushers are damn good. You know, the Raiders.
Yeah.
And they have no sacks.
Yeah, Crosby is doing – I was – what did I do with those stats?
Yeah, man? It was like Crosby and Jones is the other one.
And they're near the bottom of the NFL.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's – Bob, I'm going to take the Raiders because they're like, you know, if they lose – oh.
0-4? See ya.
Yeah. And Carr's been stinking with him and you know, Richie Biasacci – took that quarterback and stuff to the playoffs last year.
And apparently Devontae Adams already frustrated.
Yeah.
Duh. What do you got going on?
Raiders.
It's got to be the Raiders. Backs against the wall. You look at how they lost to the Cardinals. They should have won that one. Give me Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going the Raiders too because I'm not really impressed with Denver. Kansas City at Tampa Sunday night. Even money in Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa's got a good defense. Who's how many offensive weapons are back? Evans is back for Tampa.
Yeah, Godwin's out, it looks like. I think Perryman's banged up. You want to count him?
I think the Chiefs are a better team. I'm going to take the Chiefs. That'll be what, you know, and you know what? If Tampa just goes 9-8, they'll win a division.
To be honest, I haven't been really impressed with Tampa Bay so far this year. Very underwhelming on offense. I know they got the injuries. So I'm going to take the Chiefs.
I'm going Chiefs to win on the road. By the way, Julio Jones game time decision as well. So finally, it's Buffalo. It's Baltimore. Ravens are getting 3 at home. Big early season tussle as they wrap up their trip through the AFC East. Vinny Serrato. How many homer calls are we going to go here today?
Well, you know, I mean, you got the number one pass offense against the worst-ranked pass defense. You know, Buffalo's secondary's beat up, but they got, you know, those rushers where the ball have to come out quicker and stuff. I think it's going to be high-scoring. I think they're going to be able to score. And in reality, when you look at Buffalo, they played the Rams. They played
Tennessee.
And then they played Miami. And offensively – in every game, they've dominated statistically in every game. I got Buffalo 31-27.
Oh, very close to my score. I have the Bills 30-27. They win on a late field goal.
30-27. Okay, Buffalo. I'm going with the Bills. I think it might be a little more distant than those 3-4 points. I'm going Buffalo 34-23. Over the Ravens is I think Buffalo gets out to an early lead. Ravens play catch up and just won't be enough.
Is Lamar going to turn it over, Bob?
I mean, he's had a couple of picks.
He had one bad one last
ball
week.
Ball security has been pretty strong there in regards to running, but I think the Bills just too strong. Keep in mind, a year ago around this time, we were all picking the Chargers to do that sort of thing, and the Ravens pulled their pants down at M&T Bank Stadium. But we're all going Buffalo here. What do you think, everybody? Get your picks into the Funhouse. We'll visit that in a few. When we come back, however, Ronnie Stanley met with the media in the locker room, and he had some things to say, but do they match up with what happened today at One Winning Drive?
The latest sports news and your place to talk about it. Always 105.7 The Fan.
All right, Ronnie Stanley not at practice today after practicing fully for the first 2 days of the week. Ronnie Stanley yesterday in the Ravens locker room was asked, is this the week maybe that you play? Potentially, Ronnie Sterling.
Yeah, this could very possibly be the week, you know. So I'm very close, and we'll talk it over with, you know, the rest of the staff and coaches and whatnot. And we're going to make the best decision that's best for the team.
No, they're not making the decision what's best for the team. Best for the team would he, but played last week, you know. He's going to make the decision which is best for Ronnie. I mean, we heard that from Harbs. What did Harbs say last Friday? It's up to Ronnie.
Yeah. So at some point, he's got to get himself back in there, I believe, to paraphrase just a little bit.
What do you – it's almost like, all right, I got Rousseau and Von Miller this week. I don't know that that's
– yeah, but you got Hendrickson next week.
Bob, you know, Hendrickson usually lines up over the right tackle.
Oh, so let Morgan Moses take that heat. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, but I mean, come on. I mean, you know, if it's going to be raining and wet, I think that's his – or maybe Bob, like when you asked me that, maybe he doesn't feel like being in the, that's not a good situation for him. I don't know.
Also, Ronnie was asked yesterday, and Cordell was part of the scrum, well, what do you need to feel to be ready to play?
Just from being out on the field, and I think taking consistent reps, and just by the way it feels, and making sure I have the flexibility and, you know, the things that I need to be able to play my position.
All right, what's he saying there?
He didn't say anything.
I mean, if you're practicing fully.
Right, you got your flexible. You know, the only thing it's all between the ears. That's what it's all about, Bob. You know, can he get over it mentally? And he's got to get out there in the game and then be able to plant that foot and pop the guy or whatever and, like, I'm good. Once he can do that, you know, it's just like, he's afraid to do it.
Well, Ronnie Stanley also was addressing the criticism that he's received for not playing, and here's what he had to say yesterday about that.
It's not too difficult for me to kind of shut out the speculation. The only thing difficult for me is kind of like everyone not really truly understanding what happened before leading up to what's happening now. You know, there's just a lot of speculation, you know, and there still is, and there still will be, but that's probably it, just people not truly understanding, you know, what happened, you know, what I had to go through to be where I'm at today. And, you know, it was a lot, and I'm very happy, very fortunate, thankful.
Well, if he's blocking out the criticisms from yesterday and the previous few months, I guess those criticisms will grow louder because you're already ready to trade him.
Yeah.
Get him out of here, says Vinny Serrato.
Oh, I'm getting frustrated with Ronnie. You know, I mean, you want to be perfect, you know. What does he still need to feel? You know, he said he needs to feel flexibility. I mean, you've seen that. You felt that. I'm guessing is that he needs to feel like his ankle, you know, no pain for 3 days in a row. And apparently, I don't know, maybe he had pain, who knows? Or maybe it was, I just think that mentally he's having a hard time getting back.
Jason Pierre-Paul met with the media. He says he'll definitely be ready to play on Sunday. John Harbaugh, however, didn't really commit to that 100%. And in addition to Stanley not being there, no Justin Houston, no Patrick McCary. They haven't practiced all week.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, I mean, it's pretty obvious what JPP's doing. I mean, he's playing.
Yeah.
And you know, Harbs, I mean, otherwise, what else have they got?
Yeah. And Harbs did confirm Michael Pierce is out for the season, had surgery on that bicep. And in Buffalo, Gabe Davis says his ankle feels good, and he's playing on Sunday. So another weapon for Josh Allen, and he's a really good receiver.
Yeah, and you know, he may get the old Tordal shot before the game, you know, and he'll be fine. That plane ride home will be a bitch.
Orioles taking on the Yankees tonight at the Bronx. Orioles trying to close out on a high note, really scuffling here down the stretch. Yankees have already clinched the AL East. They're secure in their playoff positioning. Houston's going to be the number one seed. But Aaron Judge trying to hit old number 62. Jordan Lyles on the hill for the Birds. Me and Bill Ripken preview that game and this weekend series coming up at 6 with Baltimore baseball tonight. When we come back, however, it's a trip to the Funhouse with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access coming up live from Cross Street Market at 2.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haney.
Better grab an umbrella.
105.7 The Fan.
Steely Dan has been your choice for Featured Artist Friday. Hope you've enjoyed your selections. This is reeling in the years, right? Are you feeling more of an appreciation for them, Nolan, since we've been listening to them for the better part of 3.5 hours?
I mean, I came in with a good attitude towards them. Hasn't changed at all.
Very open-minded, were you?
Yeah, I mean, they got plenty of hits. We filled four hours pretty easily.
Even Keith Cavanaugh, who's usually very hard on our musical selections, was appreciative of Steely Dan. How are you feeling about Ronnie Stanley? You still open-minded about him, or are you a little closed-minded about his availability or lack thereof? Did not practice today for those just tuning in.
Yeah, that's the opposite of Steely Dan. Came in feeling not great, left feeling even worse.
Yeah.
So I'm not ready to trade him, but, you know, it's not good.
Yeah,
obviously.
Vinny's ready to pack up the old Mayflower and get him out of Dodge. Yeah. I mean, not saying that that's the end result, but if you were to dangle him in that big old contract of his, and the fact he's played one game basically for 2 years, I mean, what's his trade value right now?
You'd have to get him on the field, you know, if you want to increase your trade value. You know, if you get him on the field and play good,
then you ain't trading.
Probably not, you know. But I would think that, wouldn't the Jets give you a first-round pick?
Well, their tackles are dropping like flies.
Oh, I know. Fant's out, too. I mean, they're playing Bob Haney at left tackle this week.
Bring it on, baby.
Guarding your BYU guy.
I'd be running for my life if that situation ever arose. I mean, I'd make Villanueva look like Jonathan Ogden. Orioles tonight and the Bronx. I think Jordan Lyle's serving up old 62 tonight. Let's call it a hunch. Not on purpose by any stretch of the imagination, but he is prone to the long ball. And, you know, maybe this could be the night that Aaron Judge passes Roger Maris here.
Yeah, because I'm guessing, Bob, there's a good chance on Saturday and Sunday they may be rained out.
Yeah, it's about to start raining here in the old Charm City area. Maryland tomorrow taking on Michigan State in the rain. We all took the Terps. Michigan State's banged up. They scuffle up defensively, and the quarterback there has really had a rough go of it as of late. Leah Tungavaiola is going to play. Doesn't look like Rakeem Jarrett will, however, for Mike Loxley. I would expect Hemby and Littleton to have big afternoons here.
That'd be nice if they could rush for over a couple hundred yards Saturday, eat clock, you know, because the weather's not great. That would be an awesome day. I'll be watching that one, too.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. You can listen to that game, of course, here on 105.7 The Fan. Inside Access Live from the Cross Street Market coming up in a matter of minutes, followed by Baltimore baseball tonight. Me and Bill Ripken at 6. All right, quick draw. Let's go home, man. Fun house.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Some more predictions rolling in. One texter here, not feeling good at all, says Buffalo will be extremely pissed off after losing to Miami, especially the way they did. They throttle the Ravens this week, 44-26.
Jesus. That would not be good for the defense, I can promise you that. They're not moving out of 32 then.
Anybody giving us the business for all picking Buffalo? Because, of course, since you do sports talk in Baltimore, you got to wave the pom-poms in the eyes of some.
No, not really. We have Jeff here. He's picking the Ravens 38-24, but he's not mad at us.
Okay, good.
Just says no one's going to stop Lamar on that Bills defense, especially with their banged up secondary.
They got a good front seven, though. Let me just say, they got good linebackers and good D line, you know. And that secondary, you know, last week, I thought they played pretty well. They played fast, they played physical. They got beat, you know, by Waddle on the post route to one time and cover two. Otherwise, they did a really nice job.
Speaking of getting after the quarterback up front, Vinny said earlier you were saying maybe a slight advantage. Ravens in the rain, slower step for the pass rush, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Texter here, Jim, saying goes both ways. The Ravens already had a terrible pass rush. I mean, what are their chances of getting after it in the rain?
Oh, that's not good either. That's even worse, you know. They'll be slow rushing. So that's why everybody's picking like 40s and 30s.
This one here from Chris says, things can change, but right now the Bills, the only team that really scares me. Sunday will be a good measuring stick for the Ravens.
I agree with that. I agree, especially, you know, them being at home, the Ravens. It'll be a good measuring stick because they know that there's a good football team coming in. And, you know, you got the best pass offense and the best defense. So you're going to find out a lot about yourself.
And even though Josh Allen and Lamar don't play against one another, you would think there's a little gamesmanship going on there between two MVP-level players, for sure. Try to one-up each other.
Well, earlier, Bob, you told a story about getting hit by a car.
I did, playing football on Ann Street.
The texters, they got to know, though. Did you at least make the catch?
I don't know. I was knocked unconscious. I don't think I did. It was Halloween night, 1977. I remember I was at Church Home Hospital and the Vikings were on Monday Night Football. It always goes back to sports. And I was laying there, everybody's staring at me. What the hell are you looking at? You just got hit by a car. I'm like, oh, okay. Shake it off, baby. Rub some dirt on it. That's why watching the Little League World Series, these kids are crying. I'm like, dude, I got hit by a car when I was 12 and I didn't cry. Suck it up, baby.
We need an eyewitness account.
That's
from
a true story.
I doubt that.
I swear to God.
No tears
I would
at
never,
all?
Nothing.
Man.
Nope. I cried when the Colts lost, though, like a baby.
That's different.
Wah.
We'll close with this one here. The Baltimore Orioles certainly improved this year, but I think they've gotten extremely lucky in the pitching department. You got guys they picked up off the scrap heap. How can you depend on that again next year?
Well, I think they'll be no longer, what's the phrase, dumpster diving. And you're going to have more of your high-end prospect, like Mike Bauman. I could see him fitting nicely into a long relief kind of role. You hope Batista's for real. CNL Perez, who was a scrap heap guy, you hope he's for real. Tate was a fourth overall pick. You do have some guys with high pedigrees. Keegan Aiken, you know, I know he pitched well. Well, I think it was yesterday. He scuffled down the stretch. But in regards to filling out your roster with the Renato Nunez's of the world, I think those days are coming to an end. And that should bode well. But keep in mind, three of the four teams in the division are making the playoffs. The Orioles are going to finish above 500. And if you think Boston's just going to sit around twiddling their thumbs and get lost in the dust,
right?
Absolutely not. So the division's going to be really tough for many, many years. But the Orioles finally have a fair talent pool to choose from. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back on Monday talking about the Ravens and Bills. We're all picking a Bills win, so hopefully we'll all be wrong. And we'll eat some crow, no pun intended. Inside Access coming up next from the Cross Street Market. And then it's Baltimore baseball tonight. Me and Bill Ripken here on The Fan. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay out of the rain. We'll talk to you. Class dismissed.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.